EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There's 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There's 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merger 295. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the show. How are you all doing this week? I'm Nick Hunter and this is the UFO Chronicles podcast. Our first guest we have tonight is Julian, and he comes to us from Colombia in South America. And Julian will be sharing 4 of his UFO sightings. Then we head to California in the US to meet Clay, and Clay will be sharing several experiences with beings, UFO sightings and his spiritual awakening, and strange symbols that his dad would draw while in some kind of trance. Julian is up next.
But first, if you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Hola, Julian. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Wonderful to have you come on today, and you're calling from Colombia.
Yes, yes. In South America, a beautiful country as our region, as our planet.
I hear it's a beautiful country, and you're from Bogota?
Yes, Bogota is the capital district of Colombia.
Wonderful. Did I say that right? Bogota?
The last A has accent, Bogota.
Ah, Bogota.
Yes.
Now, Julian, you have some UFO sightings to share with us. Would you like to start at the beginning, please?
Okay, I'll make a little introduction about me. I am from Colombia. To be more specific, I'm born and live in Bogota since I was a child. I am an agnostic person. I studied for at least 2 years journalism. In my life, I have never seen anything about paranormal activity or UFO phenomenon. Forever looked interesting for me. And when in 2021, after pandemic crisis, I was having problems in my life. And I had a lot with my mom, and then one day I decided to leave my home, and in my bike rode the city from north to south. I live in Suba, Calidad, or neighborhood. It's more bigger than neighborhood. Then I passed the municipality of Soacha. To be more specific, the Tequendama Falls is a high waterfall of Bogota River, located 32 kilometers southwest in Bogota. It's a known, sadly, place known for suicides. People decide jump to the abyss, but it's a really nice place. But the smell is so awful. And passing this place, it was 2:30 a.m. because I had an accident in my bike. I'm walking with my bike beside me, and I saw literally a black light in the sky near to me, at least 100 meters. It's really impressive for me, but in this moment I don't feel fear. I feel anxious. I don't feel bad. I didn't feel bad. That was my first sighting. I have 4 sightings. 2 sightings the same night or same day. I'll tell you the another history this day. Should be returned to the first sighting. To be more specific with the description of the vehicle. It was a black plate with 4 circles, orange reddish color. Another one, more bigger, in the middle. This vehicle didn't emit any sound and moved slowly. And the balls, the circles, turned slowly too. I'll continue with the second sighting. It was a light, red light, reddish as a plate, as a circles of the plate. And in this moment, I was think it was shooting star, but the color isn't any similar in photos. In photographs, you can see a shooting star is white or a little bit blue, but never red or reddish, orange or similar. This object start to fly normal in the horizon straight, but in determinate moment start to erratic movement, to make an erratic movement. That vehicle or star or light sees me in that moment. She makes me feel more scared than before when I saw the plate. I don't know for what, but what is it? The third sighting, it was here in Bogota, Suba. I have a witness of the last 2 sightings I'll tell you. Where I start, I was in a balcony with a friend named Nicas. I told him my histories about the UFO phenomenon. And he don't believe me. It's really weird that I saw. It's comprehensible that the people think that I'm crazy or something. But I don't care. I just want to tell the histories and give you audience my opinion about the UFO phenomenon and how in danger we could be if they deceive diving virus or something. Our technology is very primitive, but I continue with the sighting. So I was with my friend in a balcony in Suba, and it was nearly 5:30 p.m. The sky wasn't dark. Really weird that the climatic, very clearly, but that was clearly this day. I saw a star that shine in colors. I think that normal stars shining or flick, white or black, or don't flick, just stay white. But this star look like green, white, green, red, or and blue light. It was far, far away, but I have a good eyes, a good vision. I told him, my friend, if they see, and he would say yes, but nothing with this moment. when in determinate moment was start to move slowly, very slowly, and for the distance was a little perspectival. It was difficult to appreciate or observe in this moment. But I told him again, if they is seeing the same thing that I was seeing this moment. And in the first time, she told me that see nothing. The light stay quiet and don't move. But I asked him the light more clearly and more slowly. And right, she start to see the same thing that I saw. The star is moving. After that, two airplanes, but the first one passed pretty much near to the object, and that's and nothing was happened. But the second one, but when the second one passed near to the object, I don't know for what, but I told him that's going to disappear. And you believe me, that object disappeared without any acceleration or left a trace. It was really weird. With the same witness, my friend Niklas, I saw the last sighting. It was happening in Suba, but now going to Cota of Cundinamarca, another municipality. Candama is ubicated the municipality of Soacha, for example, for the south. Well, the first sighting, it was two stars, normal stars, I thought in this moment, but weirdly, on the strange way, these stars was very near. And not as an astronomical symbol, just two stars near. After that, I look with my friend the sky. It's strange to find the sky in Bogota clearly. It's very cloudy. For example, today it was a rainy day, pretty rainy day and cloudy. This day was very, very cloudy. And these stars start to move in a opposite movement in the same velocity, slowly, but in determinate moment, one of these stars start to move faster, and that was a really weird. As the second sighting, I feel a little scared, to be honest. Okay, Nick, thanks for your patience. It was really difficult for me.
You can relax now. You did fine, Julian. Don't worry. You did just fine.
Oh, thanks. I have a B1 level of English, but I'm trying to improve my English too. I love the British accent. Your accent is really nice.
Why, thank you, sir. Your English is better than my Spanish, so don't worry. You know, we want to hear these accounts, and it doesn't matter about how nervous someone is or how their English is. The important thing is you've made the step to come on and share it.
I appreciate you. Also, I want to talk about our civilization, what really could represent the UFO or if it's intelligent extraterrestrial life. Many people think that the UFO phenomenon is fantasy or something, but I am agnostic. I don't believe in gods. I don't believe that religion is modern mythology. There are many gods around the world, but I respect any beliefs that I think that belief is necessary to live. Even if you are atheist, you need believe in something, in the humanity, in love. I don't know, but I respect different way to thinking, expressions to faith. But many people, if they're massive UFO sighting, as I saw in a recent about a prophet that say the 30th of May happened a massive UFO sighting. I don't believe in this. I believe I could believe more if he would be more specific, time or ubication in the world. As a prophet that talk about earthquakes, what's happened if a massive UFO sighting? The people still believing in a god or thinking our origin probably comes to another origin, or we have another origin. I don't know, but it's very interesting to think about it. But the most important for me is what danger for us is the intelligent extraterrestrial life, because if they could make a spacecraft or spaceships to visit us or our planet, they might have, I think, weaponry very, very powerful. Our weapon most powerful is the nuclear bomb. But the human as a race, I don't believe in race. I think really there's a race, human race. We think as a human race, we could start to think more in union. No, thinking in war, instead we could think in explore the universe, work in reach light velocity. We just reach the sound or break the sound velocity. But these objects, I think, have transdimensional. As I told you in the second history, the movement of this object was very erratic after be normal and disappear after accelerate. But in the third sighting, it wasn't happen, and they just disappear without any acceleration. And I think that the aliens might be have technology transdimensional. They probably reach or break the light velocity, because it's really difficult travel in the space, and our physics and math could be primitive front of the another disciplines in another worlds. I just wanna give an advice as a human. The UFO phenomenon normally taken as a fantasy, but for me, it's very related to science.
I think you're absolutely right, Julian. You know, I think if people of Earth all got together and connected and put their heads together instead of fighting, because human beings can be very violent, can be very corrupt, and unfortunately, these leaders, they're no good for humanity. You know, we're not going anywhere. If everyone connected, if everyone joined hands, we would be capable of so much more. We would be so far ahead than we actually are now, instead of just fighting constantly. I think if whoever's in control of these UFOs, I think if they were a threat, they would have been a threat a long time ago, and they probably just would have wiped us out, no problem. I think there is probably benefit they have to Earth. I'm not saying they're all going to be good. You know, there's a good chance that some are going to be bad, some will be negative. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people do think it's fantasy, but it's happening. People are seeing these objects, having these experiences all over the world, especially in South America. You know, a lot of people are seeing these on a daily basis in South America. So to our listeners, if you're out in South America, you've seen or had a strange experience, email in, because we want to hear these accounts. We have had a few around South America, but we always need more.
Oh, yes. But the people feel shame to tell. Even the third sighting that I told you, I told it to practice my storytelling, but obviously in Spanish. And one guy, friend of my friend, said me that he listened in the same place, happened some UFO sightings. But more than this, I really don't listen much about UFO sightings. I think it's similar to find treasures or money or a wallet in the street. If you look up is more probably and the climatic factors are good to observe. It's very probably you could see sightings or strange lights.
Absolutely. And so before you had your UFO sightings, you didn't have an interest in the subject?
Yes. I my whole life I really love sci-fi films and other histories. But as a robot, Isaac Asimov have any day once idea about automata, robots. Much of things that exist today, firstly, was thinking, or if you thinking more about our ancient cultures, they might have contact with UFOs. But the mainly question is, what would be the reason or why they visit us? What are they looking for us of our planet? Water? Gold? I think the gold has worth because we believe in it in the same form, the same way as money. But the water is very, very necessary to live. And we, as humanity, we waste the water in challenge of social media or something in our houses. But it's important resource to survive. And I don't know what reasons you would have to visit us.
Water is the life source. It's very possible that, yeah, that could be what they're after. You know, if they don't have a good water source from where they're from or where they are traveling in between, and it's a good chance that's what they are interested in. We have a lot of UFO sightings above rivers and lakes, in the sea, above the sea, usually around water quite often.
I don't know for what could be useful for them water. It's very strange element in the universe or in our galaxy, in at least our galaxy. There are many galaxies and neither we cannot get out our galaxy. I really feel about the power they might have, and it's necessary to the governments as the spatial station work together to protect us. Even the movie, the Russian movie of DiCaprio, Don't Look Up, It's really nice. It's a really good film about how independent we are against any natural planetary phenomenon being work together or work in improve our technology and our vehicles. We are lost.
There's always a threat from, you know, asteroids hitting the planet. I mean, we do have a lot of close encounters with objects quite regularly. And of course, there was the famous one which came down, you know, not too far from you, you know, the big asteroid, which apparently wiped out the dinosaurs. So there's always, you know, there's always that threat. There definitely has to be some kind of protocol in place to deal with such things. But at the end of the day, some of these objects that do pass the Earth can be very large, and I would imagine very hard to change their course with our technology.
I think that we need to start to educate the people. In Colombia is a particular political situation. I don't talk much about it, but the youngest generations get out to ask for rights. If we wait for a best place to live as a planet, we need educators, we need learn about the universe, about physics, about many topics. I think it's necessary that the people learn English, is the universal language. As the films, I think if in the Terminate moment, if the aliens are Pacific race or the different races be Pacific, English probably be the language to communicate with they. I think it's a bet. It's just a bet, but probably happen.
Education is key, yeah. They could speak English. Many people I've had encounters have said they have spoken English to them. I've spoken to people who reside in South America that say that being spoke to them in Spanish. So who knows? I mean, you kind of think that any advanced race would speak many, many languages to be able to communicate, you know, and connect with people on Earth.
Our histories and prevent against any threat that happened in this planet, in this beautiful planet.
It seems that the way things are going now, that the biggest threat to the planet are people waging wars and destroying the environment. It's terrible. But hopefully things will get better and people will start to wake up and also start believing this stuff. It's not all just fantasy. You know, these things do happen, and we have to educate and learn and then have more faith in ourselves.
Faith and belief is very important to live or fight, to live or survive. If we still follow starting wars for oil or something, that reasons people with power decide we probably doomed to extinction. In this moment, the aliens can take the planet easily. It's crazy idea, but this is reality if they could happen.
Absolutely. The problem we have is our leaders. A lot of the leaders we have around the world are not doing things that's benefiting people at all. So hopefully the future of mankind lies in the hands of people which are going to benefit. You know, we need to out these leaders that are corrupt, causing us so many problems around the world. So we need people to step up, which are only going to be of benefit. That's wonderful, Julian.
Thanks.
So well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that you tell me my histories. I'm very glad.
Now other people around Colombia and South America will now get in touch, because they won't be nervous. You know, they won't be nervous in sharing their UFO sightings.
I'm trying to improve my life. I still have problems, but I have faith, getting a better job, I'm studying again in a college. I like many things, but my guilty dream or my guilty target is sometimes make mystery journalism. It's a dream for me about UFOs. This strange things happen in this beautiful and diverse planet.
Well, you know, life can be hard sometimes. So when people self-improve, they work hard, they try and get a better job. Everyone goes through this all around the world. Everyone has to struggle to make things work better for them. So we wish you the best, Julian.
Yes, I'll do it.
And if you can get into journalism and write about UFOs, great.
In Colombia, there are two mainly shows I can recommend you. One is El Cartel de la Mega, and another one is Noches de Misterio. You can search in Google. Are very interesting.
Okay, so that'd be great. It'd be good to hear other accounts from the area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Julian, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that for our listeners.
Okay, again, thank you, Nick. Your show, your podcast is wonderful. It's very useful for me to improve my listening. And I listened previous podcasts about a Spanish guy in the Andes. Really nice, really nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. We always need more listeners from South America and accounts. That's great. Julian, you enjoy the rest of your evening, and we take care, and we will talk soon.
Okay, you too. Have a nice day.
Bye, Julian.
Bye, Nick. Thank you. See you in another time.
See you in another time. Bye for now.
Do you have an interest in the paranormal? Then you'll love the UnXNetwork.com. The X is your streaming audio and video for everything supernatural, strange, and mysterious, like UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, and so much more. From hosts like Clyde Lewis, Whitley Strieber, Micah Hanks, and Christina Gomez, visit the UnXNetwork.com show page for a complete list of all the paranormal programs you'll find on the X. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for updates at KUNXDB. Follow our Facebook group, UnX Network. Find the podcast on Spotify, iHeart, Audible, and Apple Podcast. It's time.
It's new.
It's the X.
Hello, Clay, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us today. It's the early hours for you as well, and you're calling from California.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Willits, California. It's in Northern California. It's a small town, probably about 10,000 people.
You've got like a national park on the one side and mountains on the other.
Yeah, there's a lot of BLM land here, which is land management land, which is federal government land. And it's all around us. And then there's private properties up here, too. But we're in the right before the redwoods start. So it's really pretty.
Really pretty. Yeah, that is, you know, that's a place I've always wanted to go to. Wonderful, Clay. Okay. Now, Clay, your experiences began in the late 1970s when you were a child. Would you like to start at the beginning, please, sir?
Absolutely. It was around 1978. I was about 7 years old. And I lived in Fernley, Nevada, which is about 30 miles east of Reno. And I got four sisters and lived with my parents, and we were living in a small neighborhood. And we were outside playing around, and all of a sudden, you see these lights in the night sky just slowly descend. And so they started to descend slowly and slowly. And we went in to get my parents, and the whole neighborhood came out and kind of watched this. Until you couldn't see the lights anymore. And so that was kind of weird. And then that, I think it was the night or the night after, I was laying in bed, right in front of the bed, all of a sudden I hear these footsteps, and it was dark. And it came in, and it sat on my bed. And it was all freaked me out, so I woke up, and this thing took off, went running through the house. So I woke my mom up, and we looked all through the house. Of course, we didn't find anything. So I thought that was pretty strange. And that was my very first encounter. And she said it was, I told her it was like an old man or something, but I don't remember. I thought it was an animal, but I didn't know for sure. So, and then fast forward to the mid 90s, about five friends of mine and myself went to look at the moon from my telescope. We were checking it out. And I seen a star that was kind of blinking weird and shooting off little stuff. It's hard to explain. I put my telescope on it. And when we seen it, the thing was changing shapes. It was doing all kinds of weird stuff. And this is in the mid-90s. And I was just like, wow, what was that? And so after that, my dad did some writings. And my mom witnessed it together at the dinner table. It's like he was spontaneously channeled by something, and he wrote these symbols down that are unexplainable. And I've been searching everywhere to try to find out what they mean, and he did it real quick from top to bottom, scribbled them out. Some people say it's automatic writing. Some people say it could be spirit writing. I've looked at Enochian, Linear A and B, Ancient Sumerian cuneiform, and I have no idea what they mean. I sent you a picture of those symbols. Actually, he did them. It started in 1989 when him and my mom were coming back from my grandma's funeral. And the very first one that he did was in 1989. And my mom and dad woke up in the morning. My mom found this piece of paper with some scribbling on it. And she asked my dad if he did this. And he said, no, he didn't. He had no recollection of even doing it. So they kind of just, she just threw it away and just instead of keeping it. They also did a few more up to like 2014. And she kept one of them, which I sent you a picture of, which is completely different from the one with the symbols. So I'm not sure what they mean. Somebody had to write those symbols down. It had to come from somewhere. I have no idea where it came from. So I tried to find out what they mean by like posting them on Facebook and stuff. And of course, you know, nobody knew really what they meant. I've heard from, it could mean ascension, and it could mean just nobody knows for sure. I'll probably never, ever find out exactly what they mean, but it'd be nice to find out. You know, I've looked at writings and stuff, and nobody knows what it means. I have an idea of what it might mean, the very top symbol. It's the triangle with the three lines underneath it. And now we got triangles flying everywhere throughout. So it kind of, you know, it could even mean prophecy. Who knows? I sure would like to find out, though, that's for sure. And then after I posted on Facebook, a bunch of strange things started to happen. And I was addicted to alcohol and drugs, like pain pills, for about 15 years of my life. And after I posted that, that plays into the story. And when I posted them on Facebook, a bunch of strange things started happening in our house, like paranormal type of stuff. I was walking by a family picture, and it just flipped over on its own. Shelves were falling by themselves in the cabinet, like that whole coffee cups and stuff. And shower curtain falling by themselves, and the orbs flying around too. I sent you that picture of those orbs when my dad was playing the keyboard. And so we have a lot of strange things, a lot of spiritual stuff, paranormal stuff. So I'm wondering if that's where these, I'm wondering if it's the same things that channeled my dad to write those writings down. Just not sure. And then I started meeting strange people as well. So a friend of mine picked up these hitchhikers north of Willits and brought them to his house. And they stayed with him for a couple of weeks. Her name was Paulina. And we'd just be hanging out, drinking or whatever, you know. And then one time I seen her at the gas station. And she looked totally, completely different from what she looked at my friend Mike's house. And there was no blemishes. She looked perfect. And was like blown away. And she told me, this is exciting. It's so exciting. What's going on? And instead of asking her, like, what are you talking about? I was just so blown away that she looked different that, you know, I just took off. And if there's some older story in the 60s about Valiant Thor, about these people that are being, there's nothing wrong with their skin or anything. So I'm not sure. I think they were from Venus or something like that. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure they were from that either, but they're kind of like, I was just shell-shocked and blown away. So then the next crazy happened was I was at my son's football game during halftime, and I went out to have a cigarette in the parking lot, and there was these two girls sitting in their car next to me, and I was just getting these weird telepathic messages to, like, open their car and ask them what's going on. I'm not sure even why I even did that, but so I opened the car door, asked them what's going on. They looked at me weird, and I shut the door. So I thought, that was kind of weird. Why did I get that message? You know, all these crazy stuff that's been happening to me, I kind of wanted, like, answers. I didn't know what was going on. So I took off out of the parking lot, and I went up to this local airport, Holbrook Trails Airport. And these two girls actually went ahead of me. It's like they knew where I was going. And just to kind of look at the stars for a minute. I had to be back down at the game to pick my daughter up. So these two girls opened this chain link fence gate for me and were smiling and laughing. And I was all, okay, well, that's kind of weird. And so I walked across the airport runway and laid down at this where the wind flows so they can check the wind gauge from the airplane so they know which way the wind's blowing. And I laid down there on my back and just put my hat over my head, just started kind of crying. I wanted God to show me, or if there's a God, you know, I just wanted him to show me what was, I was really, really depressed. I didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, there was a wide-brimmed hat. I put the hat over my head. And all of a sudden, looking through my hat, the stars just opened up inside my hat. And I could just see everything. Like the Milky Way through my hat. I couldn't believe it. It was really weird. But who were those girls that let me in there and just like, hey, come on in, you know? So I thought that was pretty strange. And then I got pretty depressed after a while. And I never told anybody about this at all, about those girls. You know, this is the first time I actually told the story. That's why I'm a little bit nervous. And I was getting depressed, and I wanted to quit doing drugs. And I ended up taking my mom's car, like, on a joyride through our county. And so I took her car. We went through Fort Bragg, not really caring. I wanted, you know, if there's a God, then he'll take care of me is what I was thinking. And so I went through, called Fort Bragg, going through red lights real fast. It's like time stopped. All the cars were stopped and were like letting me through. So I blew through Fort Bragg, and there was other cars following me, but not really doing anything. So I go through Fort Bragg. I go across this really windy road, and it was raining that day too. And there was this car behind me that was keeping up with me pretty good. So I'm going down this road, and I ended up losing control and hitting an embankment. And this car behind me stopped with me. And she asked me if, I ended up getting out of the car. She asked me if I was all right. I said, yeah. So I got in the car with her. And in her car, there was dove feathers in her passenger seat. Like, okay, who drives around with dove feathers in their car? So I feel it was my guardian angel. So she drops me off at this little store called the Peg House. And instead of calling my mom to come, you know, hey, I wrecked your car, I just, you know, was so blown away by this lady that picked me up with the dove feathers in her car. I wanted to follow her. And she had taken off by this time. So I started walking north in the dark, and it's probably around 8 o'clock at night, but it was dark and it was a little bit rainy too. 4 miles in the dark. I didn't know if I was or dead when I was walking. I just kept walking. And finally, you know, I realized that, what the hell are you doing, Clay? You know, so I ended up breaking into this little store called Confusion Hill. It's a little trinket store. I didn't break in there to steal any money or anything like that. I just broke in because I wanted to ride back home. So the cop ends up taking me to jail, and I tell him where the car's at. So they have a tow truck to come get the car. And I guess when they found it, they told my mom it was flipped over on the top of the turret. And I don't remember flipping it. I just remember hitting the embankment and getting out and talking to this girl. So that was pretty strange. So I ended up going to jail. And in jail, there was a bunch of weird things that happened too. And I would hear voices of familiar people that were like my friends, but they didn't look the same. And that's what happened with Paulina, that girl at the gas station too. She told me, don't you recognize me? I said, no, I don't recognize you. You're not Paulina. But she said, well, my voice stays the same. My voice same. You recognize my voice? I said, well, yeah, I guess. So there's these people out there that their voices stay the same, but their bodies, you know, they're in different bodies. So I had all these familiar voices when I was in jail of these inmates that had the same voices as my friends, but it didn't look like them. So that was pretty bizarre. That was really weird. And people think I'm, you know, might think I'm crazy, but I'm okay with that. So I ended up getting sober. I got out of jail and went to a rehab in Oakland, California, Salvation Army. And also, and I was standing outside with some friends and looking at the stars. There was buildings by too. But all the stars, the whole sky all of a sudden just moved all at once. Like they're right above us, you know, all the time. And I think they close, actually. Right. So that was pretty weird. So I ended up getting sober in 2018 and got out of rehab. And I've been sober ever since. And then I started really meditating pretty hard. And when I meditate, I'll see a green tunnel that's interlaced. And I'll be flying through it. And one time, at the end of this tunnel, all of a sudden the window opened up. Then I seen Saturn, black and white. It's very distinct. It's very vivid. You can see in the rings around it and Saturn. All of a sudden I like fly into it. Then I see mountains and stuff on Saturn. And I thought that was pretty bizarre. Then I'll have like visions of flying over country roads and stuff. And it's like I'm looking through the eyes of like an eagle or something. And these names will start popping in my head when I meditate as well. And so I looked up all these names. There's probably about 4 or 5 of them that all of a sudden just pop in my head. And every single one of them is a mathematician. And they were all real people because I Googled their name. So I've had hieroglyphics that go by real fast. People say they're downloads, but I'm not sure exactly what it was. But these hieroglyphics go by super fast. And they go by so fast, I can't write them down because I don't know what they are. They're just going by way too fast. We also had a Hat Man experience as well. This one's a little bit different than most, I think. I know everyone's different. When I was sleeping in my bed, and I got this throw blanket at the end of my bed that was I throw on the ground when I go to sleep. All of a sudden, my blanket starts raising up, and this is, I must have just fallen asleep. And but there was a wide brimmed hat at the top of this blanket that was raising up, and it really scared me. So I had to get up for a minute. Then I went back to bed. And then another one was calling this one like a vision or something, because this happened right when my head hit the pillow, like within 5 minutes. I wasn't sleeping. All of a sudden, I see this alien walking through this corridor, and instead of wearing like an all blue outfit, like a lot of the people, this one was wearing like a yellow shirt, red pants. It was three different colors. So that was pretty weird. And he was just walking down, strutting down this hallway, moving his shoulders, just walking down the hallway, strutting. Then he looked straight at, and so it looks like I'm looking at him through a security camera. And he's looking up at me as he's walking. And all of a sudden he puts his face up to the camera, and it really startled me. I jumped back. I had to get up for a minute on that one, too. So I went back to bed, and then nothing else happened with that. And then another one's kind of embarrassing to talk about, but I found out that Whitley Strieber had a very similar account. And that's the only reason why I'm sharing this one, because it's pretty bizarre. But I woke up on a table, of course, with three little gray aliens around me. And they had this tube inserted into my rectum. And like I said, this is kind of embarrassing, but since another person has had almost the same experience, that's why I'm sharing it. So I woke up. Bottom of my legs vibrating when they were doing this procedure. And it felt like they took sperm from me. Got up out of bed to go to the bathroom. Of course, they're gone. And once I found out that Whitley Strieber, I didn't even know about his experience. And this little gray alien runs off with his sperm. Whatever that happened. But it seemed pretty real to me. Really scared the shit out of me. In 2020, I was a security guard, and I worked the graveyard shift. And as you can imagine, I see a lot of weird stuff on the cameras. I'll share a few of those. One, I was watching the cameras about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, which is usually the time that things happen. All of a sudden, there's this image of like an animal just floating across the screen, across the sidewalk. And I thought it was our local cat, but I went outside to check to see if the cat was there. The cat was fast asleep inside of the lunchroom. So not sure what that was. It was floating though across the camera, and it looked like a cat to me. I also seen a huge orb come down over the top of my car, coming down slow, and just hung there above my car, stayed there for a while, and went outside. And of course, I didn't see anything. Then I also seen, I was on my break, I was outside having a cigarette. And we had a patrol car, and all of a sudden I see this rainbow orb changing colors that's inside of the cab of my patrol car. Well, what the heck is that? So I started taking pictures of it. I sent you the pictures, Nick, of that orb. And on the blue orb, when it's blue, you can actually see the image of a dog inside of that window. I didn't even know that image was there until somebody pointed it out to me. And if you look close, you can actually see it looks kind of like Scooby-Doo. It's kind of weird, but it's definitely there. And if you look at the other pictures of the orb, when it was yellow and I think orange and green, it was changing shapes. One of them looks like a little alien head. But, you know, I guess people are going to see different things. And also, I was out one night and I seen a constellation called Cygnus, the Cygnus constellation, which is like a celestial swan. And there's a planet called Vega as part of this constellation. While I was outside one night, all of a sudden I thought it was Starlink at first, because there was three stars traveling with it. There was the white one, which was Vega, and two fainter stars behind that. And I seen them move for about 5 seconds. They were moving, and I just thought they were Starlink, but all of a sudden they stopped. Satellites don't stop. So, and this was Vega, but there's also the two stars behind it. If you really look really close to Vega, you can see three stars that form a perfect triangle. these two other stars that were traveling with it stopped. When they did, they met up with that other star, and that's what formed that perfect triangle. And so I'm not sure. After all this stuff has been happening to me, the synchronicities have been off the hook for me. Always seem to be people in the right place at the right time. I see series of numbers all the time. One of the cars that I bought had 355,555 miles on it. I've seen 5, 55, 55 seconds twice in the same day. I see 444, 333, 1111 a lot. I see all of that. I guess that's synchronicity. And that's where I'm at today. And there's got to be a reason why this stuff has been happening. And this all started in 2016 after I posted those symbols on Facebook. That's my story.
Good stuff, Clay. Your father, was he aware that he was doing these drawings?
Okay, the first one, in 1989, my mom and dad were coming back from my grandma's funeral, and they found it in a motel room. And the other time, I believe it was, they were traveling one other time, and the last two were done here at home. And the one that me and my mom witnessed together was done at the dinner table. All of a sudden, my dad's eyes just kind of like glossed over in the back of his head. And my mom knew that he was doing these writings on the tab. And so she asked him if he wanted to have a pen and piece of paper to write. And he shook his head, yeah. And that's when he wrote those symbols down. And we were both just like, that's the only one that I witnessed. It's the one with those symbols. And he just jotted them down real quick. Didn't even think about it. There's spirit writing, automatic writing, which I've kind of looked into, but nothing's been a match yet.
Okay, I'll make these drawings available. I'll put them below this episode so people can go and take a look and see if they recognize these writings at all.
You know, I've looked everywhere, and they definitely look alien to me. You know, I've looked up ancient Sumerian, Enochian script, all that stuff, and I have no idea. And nothing's really a match. Some of them got close, but man, I would love to know what it means.
Well, like I said, when you're seeing these symbols, that there must be some reason why you're seeing them and what relevance they have. So, when your father did, has he had other things happen, other paranormal experiences, or was it just the writings?
It was just the writings, and I asked my mom about that last night if he had any other experiences, and she can't recall any. It's just been specifically these writings that he does. And he hasn't did any since 2014. She heard him say that this is going to be the last one. So who is that talking, you know? And my mom had a thought that came through her head a couple months ago saying, and this thought said that I'm on my way back home to Earth. And she specifically remembers a thought that was in her head. It wasn't a voice, she said it was a thought, but it was there and it was distinct. So is this correlating with the symbols or what?
So there must be some kind of relevance to, you know, why your father was writing these symbols down.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the top symbols are triangle with three lines underneath it. And right now there's so many instances with flying triangles. It's unreal. Could this be prophecy? But the thing that resonated with me the most when I first started researching this was communication or transmission. I was kind of consumed by this for a while as far as what these could mean. And then I kind of gave up on it. Then I started listening to your podcast. And anytime anything with symbols come on the TV, me and my mom go, oh, you know, is that a match? I would never know what it means, but it sure would be nice to get close.
Yeah, of course. It's always good to know, isn't it? This has any reasoning behind it, because you've had experiences on and off throughout your whole life. You've met some strange individuals, which seem to just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, right. And these people look perfect, or these beings, whatever you want to call them. You know, I don't know if they're shapeshifters or not, because that Paulina girl even told me, well, my voice is the same. You recognize my voice? I was just so blown away what she told me that I never called it. But I tried to call it actually last year, a fax machine sound. It's really, really weird. But her figure was perfect. No blemishes on it at all. And she looked totally different from her being a hitchhiker that my friend picked up. Totally different, because she was overweight and, you know, she was okay, but nothing like what she looked like when I seen her at the gas station. I mean, there was nothing wrong with her. I looked like a clone to me, kind of, but because she was just so perfect, really good looking. And same thing with these girls at the high school that opened the gate for me. And I might have some missing time on that, the high school as well, because my mom ended up having to pick up my daughter down at the high school. And I'm just sitting, you know, just blown away about what just happened. I came back home and they were mad at me. And I went down there around 7:30. And I felt like it was only like I was gone about an hour, because I knew I had to go pick up my daughter at the high school football game. But apparently it was like 3 or 4 hours. So I don't know. I didn't remember it being that long. So I'm not sure if I had missing time or not. And why they were so happy to, like, you know, open the gate for me or whatever. It's like they knew that I was going to have an experience that's like crying and show me a sign, something, what's going on. And that's when the stars opened up inside my head. I couldn't believe it.
And then the woman that could well have been your guardian angel when you had this accident.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she was keeping up with me pretty good. And I got in her car and there was dove feathers in the passenger seat. And she had a dream catcher hanging from her mirror. And instead of asking her questions, asked her to use the phone to call my parents that, hey, look, this is what's going on. Like I said, I didn't know if I was alive or dead. She dropped me off, and I was following her when she dropped me off at the store. And she took off, and I thought I would catch her somehow. You know, I was so – and I couldn't remember a lot of stuff after the accident either. So I don't know if I had a really bad concussion or not. Because when I got out of jail, I could barely remember how to use the ATM. I didn't recognize nobody for a while. Until my memory started coming back slowly. So, who was she? And it was, everything was kind of like a dull color when she picked me up. It wasn't like any vibrant colors. It was just like a dull color. She gave me a rolly cigarette so I can have a cigarette even. Fine, we've all got one. Who knows when you're going to be talking to one? You know, I think beings are already here and they look a lot like us. And you don't know who's going to be following you. You know, it could be your guardian angel. So, and I try to, in my thoughts right now, we're being read, and John, I'd have a thought. All of a sudden, someone down, another inmate, would say that same thought or answer the question that I had in my head. So it was like my thoughts were being read. And to this day, too, I'll be standing in line at the grocery store, have a thought come in my head, and all of a sudden I'll get a notification on my phone or a horn will honk. You know, it's really bizarre. And I just learned to deal with it now. It still happens, but, you know, you get used to it after a while.
It can be beneficial, especially when people have these feelings, something goes wrong. But people do have these intuitions, these, I don't know, premonitions maybe.
Yeah, that's what's been happening too. I'll see stuff or hear about stuff like right before they happen. Sometimes it's 5 seconds, sometimes it's 10 seconds, sometimes it's even, you know, the next day when it'll come true. It's like a manifesting, you know, stuff pretty easily. Wish I could manifest, you know, if I can have all the money in the world, I'd be rich.
Next week's lottery numbers.
Yeah, right. Why don't you tell me that?
This is not what's intended, is it?
No, not at all.
What about up until present day? Are you still having experiences?
Yeah. The one with the Whitley Strieber one I had last month. And same thing with that alien walking down the hallway, too. Those were both last month. And those were almost right next to each other, like two nights in a row. And the one with the alien walking down the hallway, I wasn't even sleeping then. I just like laid down and that happened. And it startled me because he looked straight at me and right into my eyes. It was like, whoa. And then I woke up right away. Then the next night, that same one that Whitley Strieber had happened that next night. And that was all last month. So this is ongoing, you know. And I even looked into remote viewing too, because I'm seeing stuff very vividly. Like when I meditate, all of a sudden things will just open up. There's like a window. They might call it the veil. And I'll just start seeing things, especially like I'm flying. And it's really cool. I know people have out-of-body experiences. I don't know if this is what's happening. So I don't see myself. I just see, like, I'm looking through the eyes of like an eagle or something. And I can just see country roads. And that was when I was going through a green tunnel. Like, made a graph and stuff. And all of a sudden, just a big window opened up. And there was Saturn. It was black and white, but it was Saturn. It had the rings, unless there's another planet out there that's got rings around it. But you could distinctly see the rings around the planet. And all of a sudden, it's like I fly into the mountain. You know, fly into Saturn, there's a bunch of mountains on it. And it's all really vivid. I mean, I see things clearly.
Definitely keep us updated if you have any more recent occurrences.
Yeah, I will for sure. Absolutely. And I wanted to thank you, Nick, too, for giving me this opportunity. Hope it came out right. I know I was really nervous, but yeah, thank you. I know it's a good thing that you're doing.
Thank you, Clay. You did just fine. And good on you for getting over. You're clean now. I know it probably took a lot of doing, and it's not the easiest thing. And I've had a lot of guests, you know, I've had troubles over the years. Everyone has troubles, addictions, whatever, you know, people struggle to get over things, you know, and your testament of that.
Well, thanks, Nick. You know, and it's been definitely a long, wild journey. And yeah, for sure. And if it does something off my chest, because I've been wanting to tell this story for a long time, I just didn't know how. So I thank you so much for giving the opportunity to do it.
You're more than welcome. Clay, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. It was really nice to meet you. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Keep in contact, and I will talk to you soon.
I will. You will. Thanks.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode. Keep updated and connected with the show on X, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website, ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Julian and Clay for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.